Well, hairy people, now here's another angel. Well, that would be her persona anyway. This is a Femon teacher who's married with two children. Doesn't give the ages of the children or her. But apparently she's a special needs teacher. And she obviously has special needs. She was caught having sex with a 15-year-old boy student. And during the investigation, they found 25,000 texts between them. They also found pictures and a video of her actually having sex with him. Great evidence there. And she could face 12 years. Get off it. And apparently she's made a plea deal. Because she's admitted what she's done. And I should imagine this picture here is when she's got charged. Looks a bit different here. With the plea deal, a couple of charges have been dropped. So because this is a Femon, she'll probably get compensation, probably promoted, and a free car. Just imagine what the husband must be feeling. What about the children? Don't tell me that Femons care about their children. They don't. They care about themselves. And here's another picture I found on the internet that some clued-in person put on. And the caption they had up the top was, "This is how you know you're living in a gynocentric society." And they're right. Look at that. Spared jail. Spared jail. 60 days in jail. Christ, you get that for throwing garbage on the sidewalk. You also notice that very rarely call them pedos, do they? Seems to me you're a bad person if you're a male teacher and have sex with one of your underage students. And you must go to jail for a long time. But if a Femon does it, it's just basically a misdemeanor. And you're a celebrity. The laws need to change. Because Femons aren't going to, are they? Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. I'll put a link to the story down below. Ciao.